The so-called ISIS brides have caused a political storm in Australia.
If there have been any breaches of Australian law, they will face the full force of the law.
Two separate groups of women have returned to Sydney and Melbourne this month, along with their children. That means all but two of the ISIS-linked women and children who remained in the notorious Al-Roj camp in Syria are now back in Australia. So who are the ISIS brides, and what's at stake with their arrival home? Well, these women are linked to fighters for Islamic State, also known as ISIS or IS. A decade ago, the terrorist organization was violently controlling regions of Syria and Iraq. Its recruitment drive attracted some men from Australia, and the ISIS brides are the partners who followed them or married men in Syria who became IS fighters, with some saying they were manipulated into going. It's alleged many of the women committed serious crimes alongside their husbands, including slave trading. When ISIS collapsed in 2019, many of its fighters were killed or imprisoned, and thousands of people linked to the group wound up detained in camps run by Kurdish-led forces, including these Australian women and their children, some of which were born there. Since 2019, at least 70 foreign fighters, women and children, have returned from Syria, but successive Australian governments have been more and more reluctant to repatriate the last remaining women and children, citing national security concerns. The arrival of the latest cohorts this month caused a political backlash, with the opposition accusing the government of failing to keep the Australian community safe and demanding they block the group from arriving. The PM and Immigration Minister, Tony Burke, repeatedly expressed their contempt for the women.
Made an appalling, disgraceful decision.
But Mr. Burke effectively conceded the government had to let them in, given it has a legal obligation to allow citizens to return. The Australian Federal Police has arrested and charged some of the women with terrorism-related charges, including crimes against humanity. The AFP is still investigating some of the women and says they could still be charged in the future. So some might be wondering, do any of these women or children pose a risk to people in Australia? Peter Lowe is a former director of countering violent extremism in the New South Wales Department of Justice. She says the women's crimes should be punished, but the group's successful integration into Australia reduces any risk.
These children had no choice. They have no agency in where they ended up. Some of them were born in these camps. One of the things that we do know about successful reintegrations, both here and in other countries, is that the more we get the focus on safety and well-being, the safer all of the community is.
A woman who was subject to a temporary exclusion order has not been allowed to travel to Australia and remains in Syria with her daughter. Legal experts insist there was no legal power to block the other women from making the trip home, given they are Australian citizens.